I was very excited this morning when in the Bismarck Tribune ran across an article headlined Healing Humans with Help from Horses. And I wasn't surprised to see the Triple H Miniature Horse Rescue Ranch mentioned in the second paragraph. And Allison Smith, director and founder of the program, is with us again on KFGO. Hello, Allison Smith.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Back to an earlier subject. Are all the Kiefer horses out and about and doing well yet?
They are. They've all been adopted. The last one went to a sanctuary, the one with the really suede back, and they have all been adopted. We put three into a training program. We hired a trainer to get the last ones adopted, and they're gone. So that portion of our of the I guess of that seizure case is over and done with, thank goodness.
Well, yes, thank goodness indeed. Now, this is interesting, Allison, what you're talking about. That is using horses to help heal people, rescue horses as a form of therapy. This is new to me, but it makes a lot of sense. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, what we're talking about is, many people have horse therapy programs out there. Most of them are riding programs, and they can benefit anybody. But anybody with any type of physical disability, cognitive disability. I've been wanting to do this with miniature horses for several years, and I haven't had time to do it because we've been so busy taking care of horses. But we decided to take the next step and try to put something together, and that's where we came up with Horses Helping Humans. And the unique thing about our program is, it's not a riding program. It's all miniature horses, and all of the horses used in this program are rescue horses. So when these horses come in, we evaluate them, and if we feel they've got showing the abilities to help people, we are now keeping those back, and we're going to be using them in this program. And many of them are horses that would not otherwise be adopted. They may have some sort of handicap themselves or something like that. So not only do we get to use them to help people, but they're also going to be finding a permanent home with us. So we're really excited about the people and the horses in this program.
Do horses that were neglected or abused as youngsters, do they face the same challenges of socializing and maybe acting out against people that often dogs do? And do they have to be worked beyond it if that's the case?
Many of the horses that have come in that have been severely abused would not be probably a good candidate for this program. However, some of them, just like people, take a different path and are very drawn to trusting again and wanting to find that connection and bond with a person that they can trust. And many times, particularly miniature horses, are very social. They are drawn to children especially. And so, everyone has to be evaluated, the horses, I mean. But most of them show just a remarkable ability
now,
to bond with these people.
It kind of reminds me of treating these horses as you would a dog, in that they would not be as intimidating for someone as a full-sized horse.
Correct. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, keep going.
They are not as intimidating, and many of the children coming through, they may be sight impaired. They may be, hearing impaired, have emotional issues. So to put them with a full-sized horse, in my opinion, could even be dangerous. So we've even got two dwarfs horses in this program, and they're just so tiny, and little children, 3, 4, 5 years old, are just drawn to them. And there's a saying out there that horses are like a medication without the side effects, and they really are. They work tremendously for this type of thing.
Generally speaking, do you think that children will be the primary recipients of the help from the horses, or would grown-ups also benefit?
Anybody can benefit from this program. I'm thinking that more children will be drawn to this because it isn't a riding program and it is miniature horses, but anybody can benefit from this program. And they can teach, depending on what you're coming for. they can teach leadership and patience and teamwork and, I mean, faithfulness and bonding. And they are like a therapist that can't speak, but they're always there to listen, and a bonding process takes place. And then through that, you know, with the walking and the games that we're going to play with the horses, with the people, you're going to get motor skills, and they're going to have to learn how to communicate with these horses. You can't move a 200-pound horse, 300, 400-pound horse, without developing, even if you don't speak, maybe you have autism and you don't want to speak or can't speak, you have to develop some sort of way to communicate with this horse to get it to do what you want to do. And therefore, that's where this communication comes in and may further help them communicate with humans.
This is Allison Smith of the Triple H Miniature Horse Rescue Ranch. They're back at it again, healing humans with help from horses. Now, I presume, for the sake of this conversation, that your sessions or whatever will be out there in Mandan and such, and people will come to you. Is that the way it's going to work?
That's correct.
And is it just a few hours, or is it a weekend of activity? Or
hopefully it's a weekly activity for the people. They come out, they get their own horse out there, they get a professional horse handler that will be with them at all times, and it's an hour-long session.
Okay. All right, if anyone's interested, and of course that's quite a hike out there from here to Mandan, but do you think any of these horses could ever be adopted out for use by institutions for such a thing? If, say, for instance, there was a nursing home in the country that had a corral that such horses could go and people could benefit just as they do with visiting dogs and such?
Yes, and we'll bring the horses to nursing homes or schools like we have in the past. That we have a little minivan that they ride around in, and we're more than happy to take them wherever we want to go. But absolutely, I mean, we probably wouldn't adopt out our horses that we're using because now the people will be attached to them. But there's lots of other miniature horses out there that need to be adopted, so absolutely.
What number can people call if they think they might know someone who could benefit, or maybe they themselves could benefit from knowing more about this?
They can call me at 701-220-4449, and they can also watch a video of our program on our website at horseshelpinghumans.net.
Horseshelpinghumans.net. Something else I have to mark as a favorite from your place on my computer. But I've got lots of bandwidth, Allison, so I can handle it. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much for joining us. You're a good lady. See you
later. Bye-bye.